This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in a program marking a decade of the Startup India initiative at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. During the program, the Prime Minister will interact with the members of India's vibrant startup ecosystem. Select startup representatives will also share insights from their entrepreneurial journey. A report.
Startup India was launched on 16 January 2016 by Prime Minister Narendra Modi as a transformative national program to nurture innovation, promote entrepreneurship, and enable investment-driven growth. The objective of this initiative is to make India a nation of job creators. As India advances towards a $7.3 trillion economy by 2030 and the broader vision of Vikasit Bharat 2047, startups are poised to remain central to the country's development trajectory, serving both as a catalyst of growth and as enduring symbols of India's future-ready, innovation-led economic model. With Dipendra Kumar, Saklayan Akhtar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
India and Israel have signed a joint ministerial declaration of intent to strengthen collaboration in the fisheries and aquaculture sectors. The declaration was signed during the second global summit on blue food security, See the Future 2026, held in Israel. In a statement, the Ministry of Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying said that the declaration focuses on joint research and development in advanced aquaculture technologies, responsible fishing practices and capacity building. The Embassy of India in Tel Aviv has advised Indian nationals to avoid all non-essential travel to Israel in view of the prevailing situation in the region. Moreover, the embassy also advised all Indian nationals currently in Israel to remain vigilant and strictly adhere to the safety guidelines and protocols issued by the Israeli authorities and the Home Front Command. In case of any emergency, Indian nationals can contact the Indian Embassy's 24/7 helpline numbers plus 972-54-752-0711 and plus 972-54-327-8392, or they can also email at cons1@telaviv@mea.gov.in. The Election Commission has extended the schedule for the ongoing Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls in Goa, Lakshadweep, Rajasthan, Puducherry and West Bengal up to the 19th of January. With this, electors can file claims and objections till the 19th of this month. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has decided that all candidates scheduled to appear for GE Main 2026 Session 1 examination in West Bengal on the 23rd of January 2026 will be allotted another date of examination among the advertised dates. The decision was taken in view of the Saraswati Puja celebrations in the state on the 23rd of this month. NTA has advised candidates to email at gmain@nta.ac.in or call at 011-407-59000 for any query. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has said that India is a major growth engine for the global economy. The IMF noted that India's economic growth in the third quarter was stronger than expected. Addressing a press conference, Director of the IMF's Communications Department, Julie Kozak, said India's growth remains robust and is largely driven by strong domestic consumption. The Ministry of Minority Affairs has issued an advisory after receiving representations from Hajj pilgrims and other stakeholders seeking additional time to complete CODEL formalities. In its statement, the Ministry announced that a one-time final extension has been granted until the 25th of this month and clarified that no further extension will be provided under any circumstances. In the ICC Men's Under-19 Cricket World Cup 2026, India beat USA by 6 wickets using DLS method in the opening match of the tournament at the Queen Sports Club in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe, yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.